Hello, fanatics. Welcome to So Over Podcast. We have Lorenzo Ramone.
Do 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 do.
We have Pump the Beef.
From the beef.
And we have Macho
Oh
Martin.
yeah.
And it's me, Emmy Blaze. Let's get into it. So let's start with the Women's Elimination Chamber match. Go.
So quickly. Jade Cargill looked absolutely amazing in those 3 minutes that she was there.
Oh my gosh, yes,
Yeah,
she did.
she did.
yeah. Look, I've always seen star potential in her, and I will forever say this: she's the face of the company. Well, at least on the woman's side, for the next couple of years. But yeah, her. I guess it started with her just attacking Naomi. What do you guys think about that then? Because I personally believe that Bianca Belair is the one now that attacked Jade.
But then
And
she attacked Naomi, right? So Naomi clearly was involved.
well, I think that they were being miss what would you call it? We're being
Misdirected.
swerved. Yeah. I think Bianca set up Naomi now, it's my hypothesis. So all the acting she was doing in the chamber was all for show. But
Why do you think that? Because she didn't like really follow it up in terms of caring about Naomi afterwards.
yeah, and it's going to play on TV for the foreseeable future. I think she's just focused on winning the title. She doesn't want to be a tag team wrestler. She wants to be the main event star. She wants to main event WrestleMania, and Naomi's weighing her down. So she set up a little thing there where, I don't know. But that's my hypothesis anyway. Let's not jump the gun though. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, so the chamber started with that attack, and I thought that was pretty cool. Best start to a chamber match, Charlton.
I'd just like to ask about what like your theory, because if she set up Naomi in, you know, Jade said it was you know what you saw that she mouthed, it was you, and she went straight to the person that, you know, she went straight to Naomi. She didn't like dwell on, was there any sort of, did you see anything where she looked like she was looking at Bianca while she beat up Naomi?
No, actually, no. She
I've got a bit on
completely.
this.
Go ahead.
I think you're right. Like Bianca kind of set up. I think she kind of set up Naomi, helped her get into the elimination chamber with it, giving her advantage in the elimination chamber. I think Bianca Belair is the baddie. If you see when Jade Cargill comes down, you see like Liv Morgan's like panicking. Naomi turns around and looks at Bianca, worried. And then when Naomi's getting filled in, Liv Morgan goes over to Bianca Belair's pod and says, "This is all because of you."
But was
Yeah,
that
this
just
is all
because
this
she
is
was
your fault.
the, oh, she's the like it's her fault because she hasn't recognized it or something, or
I think it's her fault because it was her. I think it was Bianca Belair. If it's not Pretty Deadly, it was Bianca Belair.
I don't know. I actually it would be really interesting. Bianca ever been a heel?
In
Yeah, she was.
NXT. She was a heel in NXT, yeah.
Oh, okay, will she? Did she make a good heel though?
Yeah, I thought it was where she was at her best.
Yeah, same. Same.
What was like her like? Because like obviously now, well, no, well, we've got a spoiler with someone who's I've never seen as a heel. Maybe he had friend before. I'm not going to say till later. We talk about it. Was it kind of a similar thing where it was like it was really believable as a heel, or it was just like, oh, it feels like a heel turn was needed at this time. Sort of thing. I'm excited to see what would happen with Bianca being a heel turn.
You know, I got a kick out of Alexa Bliss. The camera angle went to her when the attack was going on, and in my head, I'm like, "Does she even know what's going on here?" Because she's been gone for like 3 years, so she's like, "I don't know what's happening. I'm just chilling." That's what I'm thinking
But
too.
she's supposed to be like a nutso character, isn't it? Not in a bad way, but you know what I mean, she's sort of supposed to have a bit of a something wrong with her, like even when
Yeah.
she does one of her she did one of her moves and they put the camera on her and she did like some weird like some sort of like I don't know, it felt like she's possessed or something, right?
Possessed, yeah.
So she
She
doesn't
does
know
again.
what's going on anyway, right? she's
Yeah, true.
she's still being controlled by someone else, I don't know.
Yeah, but I remember saying the last one that I think whoever wins this is whoever wins the woman's one, the one who filled in Jade. I still stand by because it just opens up the story for, you know, the Road to WrestleMania, because that could turn into a three-way match now. I also think Io Shirai's probably going to win on Monday and drop, like, Rhea's going to drop the belt to Io.
That'd
be cool.
Yeah, you know, maybe even a fatal four-way. Don't know, but I reckon they'll tie Jade in some capacity.
I think as well, like, you guys, you know, you both were right, I have to say, on the women's one. We didn't win this one. If there was a bet, we lost. It was Bianca that won, and you called it. So we'll see. We'll see. It'll be interesting. I have to say, I did win on the men's. No, no shade. But I won, and that was the biggest one. Let's be real. I'm joking. As the biggest bet, the most money. Joking. Okay. Okay. Apart from that, anything else? What else did you think about the women's elimination match?
I thought, yeah, I agree. Jade looked amazing when she came in. She was great. I really liked the way Morgan got a great big whip right across her stomach.
Yeah.
From Blair. That looked actually quite realistic and quite real. I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
There wasn't, I don't feel like there was like blood added. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was like, that's that, you know, that piece is really lethal, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a whip.
One thing I wanted to say as well, actually, so I don't know if you remember my complaints about the Women's Royal Rumble, where it looked like it was a bit too fake, or those punches being missed and stuff like this. Well, in this chamber, I feel the complete opposite. I feel like they really put on a show. The selling was on point. Liv Morgan, to me, was probably the star of the entire match, from like facial reactions, just to like selling jobs and the moves as well. That's my opinion anyway. I thought it was a really good, probably the best. Might be a bit biased to recency bias, but I feel like it's the best women's chamber I've seen. That might be recency bias, I'll be honest. But
to be honest, it was the best chamber I've seen, like, personally.
It's the best show, really. Yeah. It's been the best main event, better than a Rumble, definitely on Netflix, and actually it's been the best one I've seen for a while.
You know what, guys? I'll say this again. Like, I know I'm a bit biased, but I just loved Roxanne coming in. she was like a crazed squirrel. Like, when she got released from her chamber box, she was just like, I thought she was really like, she seemed really like, I don't know, aggressive, and I loved it. And she looks like Rufio from Lost Boys.
Lost Boys from Hook.
Is it Hook? Yeah.
Yeah, Lost Boys
from Hook. But the Lost Boys in Hook. Yeah. I thought she was like, I thought she was pretty cool. I thought everyone was really, really cool, to be honest.
Yeah, it changed my opinion on loads of the women's wrestlers on there. Like, everyone involved was just brilliant. Like, I've previously, not on here, but, you know, on X or Facebook, criticised Liv Morgan, Roxanne Perez. I wasn't a fan of when she first came in. My opinion's like totally changed now. I just think, I thought that match was brilliant.
Yeah.
Really thought it was a great match. Yeah, I mean, I've always been a fan of Bayley, but
yeah,
yeah, not every one of them now, every person, but Jaden as well. Yeah, coming out, she looked great, and I am looking forward to the women's build up to WrestleMania.
I think Match and Martin, you were saying that there's not one person that you don't like in the women's.
No, there wasn't one person I didn't actually not like. I mean, for me, Alexa Bliss, I'm still like, a little bit unconvinced with, like, she doesn't have the wrestler's build. Like, they all look like wrestlers, but she doesn't. And I feel like she could be just, like, pushed over and thrown across the room. Like, she couldn't take anyone.
I guess her being crazy.
Everything works, but
I think it was, like, you know, Becky Lynch, a lot of people. There were so many people had a lot of issues with her fighting in the ring, a lot, and loads of different podcasts on just people, just you know, wrestling fans talking. They always thought, like, especially when she was dominating the last, you know, the last year or something before she left, I think people were kind of over her, not so over, but over her a little bit, because they just didn't think it was realistic, like, with the build with the others, although she's amazing. Like, I'm a Becky Lynch fan. I like her. But I think people, it's this a similar thing where people are like, it's just not possible, like, for her versus Nia Jax, you know what I mean, or something else. Like, it's a sort of, I think it's some of it. People feel like if it doesn't look believable that these people can actually hold their own, because everyone loves a David and Goliath story, but when it just feels like completely unrealistic in terms of like build, or like if they could even lift someone, do you know what I mean? So I think that's, I guess I can see what you're saying with Alexa Bliss, where you're like, she doesn't look like, just it doesn't feel real, like when you're trying to sell something that this person would be able to do anything without a lot of help from the other person making it look good. So yeah, I can see what you mean.
Yeah. What do you think?
I felt the same about, well, this is moving on a little bit, but I felt the same with Travis Scott. I felt his body couldn't even hold his pants up. I don't know if you noticed. Like standing next to The Rock, man,
It's quite funny
it's a
because
tough sell.
probably, like, on a music video where you can sort of pick the people and then you can make him look really big, or the way you've done camera angles, he can look like more than he is, or next to a Kardashian who's like 5 foot tall or something like that, he looks massive. But like when you've got these giant unbelievable men and women or something next to him, or just, you know what I mean, him against The Rock and next to John Cena, like these massive, larger than life people, you're like, it doesn't, it just, he looks like a little like worm or something
Yeah,
in your pants, you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, it stood next to The Rock as well. Like Rock's like, I don't know, almost as big as I am, and yeah,
Well,
him,
it's all perception, right?
he looked like an aborted fetus. You know what I mean? He looked tiny.
He did. I don't know. I agree. I was a bit like, oh wow, this guy looks so small. But actually, in comparison to these like monsters, he's gonna look like a little worm. So
I mean, going back to
yeah.
what Lorenzo said, Morgan really looked like she's so good at making everybody else look good.
Yeah,
So.
absolutely. VIP. I wonder what I guess the WrestleMania match will be for her, because I really like her. But she's obviously not going to be fine for the title. Maybe something with a Judgment Day, maybe, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Well,
Interesting.
she got the tag belts now, isn't it? So she
Very
might be in a
true.
tag match. And her and Raquel, I did really like that tag match. I'd be happy seeing another tag match with those two.
Well, we're gonna see what happens as well. Like now Bianca has won this. What does it mean in terms of like that rivalry? And then what happens now? Like her the team, the band is broken up, you know? So like what happens between Bianca, Jade, and Naomi, you know? That's very interesting.
Yeah. Also, when it comes to tag titles, is there another tag team? I don't know.
Pretty deadly.
Who is it?
Pretty deadly.
Pretty Deadly. Yeah, Pretty Deadly. You're going to have to, they are now the number
Start
one
again.
contenders to the women's tag team title.
That's the next thing we've got to get going. We've got to get them in the women's tag team titles.
Oh no. Pretty Deadly need to pay us for like all the pomp nods we give to them in this podcast, because we're putting them on the map. They, I
Oh,
think,
we're
are
not the only ones. They're so well loved.
they on? Yeah,
Well,
they
that's
are.
because all the others are so terrible.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've lost like count. I know this is bad, but like, who is the winner of the men's tags now?
Is
Because
it
they did they were like
DIY?
contenders. Is it DIY?
Yeah, DIY. And then on Raw is Machine. I can't remember who it is actually.
It's isn't it the War Raiders?
Yeah, War Raiders. Sorry,
Oh,
I was going to say Heavy
no.
Machinery or something. Okay.
They're like Pretty Deadly still haven't claimed it again, you know?
WrestleMania moment waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That'd be amazing for them and for us
For us
too.
to,
yeah, I want to see Kit Wilson choke slam both the War Raiders at the same time off the top of a steel cage.
Oh my gosh.
That's I can't wait till that happens.
You are, setting them up for like some real training. You know what I mean? Like
They've
having to
really
go.
got to pump the beef then, haven't
Yeah.
they?
like you said, choke slam. He's got to lift them off the floor. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, choke slams them both at the same time with one hand.
Same time.
Yeah.
With one hand, he said.
That's my prediction. Okay, okay. That's my prediction. Can you give him two? Give him two hands. Let's make this possible. Possibly.
That's my prediction. It might not happen this year, but WrestleMania 43.
Okay. Get working, guys. Get working.
No, pretty deadly. They probably get some psychic powers or something.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how they do it. They just got to do it somehow. All right. So next match was women's again. And it was a tag match between
Tiffy
and
Jax and
Trish.
Whoever, you know, the one we don't care about.
Oh, come on. Candice LeRae.
Oh, man.
Gargano's wife. Yeah, Candice. So what did you guys think about that match?
I thought Trish Stratus getting thrown about at, like, you know, I think she's 49 or 48, 49.
Yeah.
I mean, she still looks amazing, still taking the bumps. I'm not a massive fan of Tiffany Stratton, so I kind of zoned out a little bit. But yeah, Nia Jax is always good to see. Always gets a laugh out of me at some point in the match.
Yeah, great. I mean, I think you know the bit where you're talking about where Trish Stratus is like basically being like thrown around like a rag doll by Nia Jax, and she really like a rag doll. I thought that was really funny as well. I did laugh, and it was kind of like, this is ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? Like, why is this a match? You know what I mean? I am also fatigued with Tiffany Stratton. I don't know what they're doing with her.
I knew this would happen. You see, this is my point. I brought this up before. She should be a heel, right? But because Charlotte Flair won the Rumble, people hate Charlotte Flair, which is turning Tiffy into a face, what she can't play.
Yeah.
And it's going to get to WrestleMania. And I'm telling you, if she continues with this momentum, Charlotte Flair will end up being the face accidentally because the fans will cheer her.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm actually starting to be Team Charlotte, you know. I know it sounds like I just flip, right?
just like Owens.
No, I just like, I watch things. I take it in and I just sort of like, I go with like how I feel. And like, I feel like, yeah, like you said, like Charlotte's had to play the heel. So, and then I'm not really sure what's going on with Tiffany. Then she's got like Trish and I still don't get that whole thing. And then like, I'm just sort of like, I like Charlotte Flair's sort of bravado in her just being like, I'm just going to take advantage in terms of being a heel. And also she did highlight a few things, like Tiffany only has about one or two moves, the most beautiful moonsault, and I don't know what else. And I'm just like, yeah, that is true. I'm bored. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm bored of this. Like, I don't want to see the most beautiful moonsault. It's not that beautiful. Everyone else can do a moonsault. So that's just me.
Can we just admit that Tiffy is only in the position she's in because of Nia Jax? She was stealing some of Nia Jax's thunder. You know what I mean? The momentum, I should say. Because everyone hated Nia Jax, right? And she was obviously underneath Nia Jax for a bit. Sapping some of that momentum away from her and put her in the position to be a main eventer. But I don't think she's actually ready to be an actual main eventer, especially a face. But who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, I kind of agree. It's like, I think she hasn't been in it like in enough. Like, this is her first time winning it, right? And I feel like a lot of stars they have to win it and then have to lose it and then have to build up another story to bring her back in. So I think there is time, like, oh, that's a bit of a pun, but there is time for Tiffy. to actually build up some sort of big rep, because the fans don't hate her and they don't actually go excited for her either.
No.
So they're kind of like stuck in the middle. And I think she needs to like lose this belt and then she needs to build up another big story. And then when she does come back into either winning it as like, I don't know, the baby face or the heel, then I feel the fans might actually like warm up to her. But until, like, I think it's just going to take time.
Yeah, tiffy time.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the? I don't know. Is there anything else you wanted to say about that match? Should we move on?
I would say, I expected the Toronto crowd to be more hyped for Trish. I'll say that, but
It's
yeah.
Canada, right?
I'll say one thing about it. I think Jax should go solo and go on her own.
It is funny seeing them both together though. Like you see Candice LeRae, and again, it's the Travis Scott thing. you see Nia Jax. I mean, Christ, she must be about 7 foot 6 or something. You know, like Candice LeRae looks like, you know, like you could push around in a pram or something.
Yeah,
It's true.
it gives a bit of humility to Nia Jax that she's happy to sort of she's looking after Candice, whereas I feel like Tiffany was like her prisoner. But you know what I mean? Like Candice, she's like, "Don't touch my little butterfly," you know, because Candice always used to have those butterfly wings or something. And yeah, so I feel like she's sort of nurturing her or something. You know, it's kind of sweet, kind of like.
Kind of pointless.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. It's
Yeah.
also pointless, but she doesn't want to be on her own, I guess. She's a bit like Jacob in that sense. He doesn't need Tama going, yeah, but he's just there.
I see what Tamatonga's doing now, though. I was watching LA Knight on SmackDown. And you know, he comes out and he goes, yeah, and everyone else goes, yeah. And I was thinking, all right, he's obviously seen LA Knight, thought,
I'll do that.
all right, what does he do that I could do six times better? I'll say it six times. We just need to catch up, that's all.
Does that mean we need to do it 12 times in the show?
That should be the
Amazing. So good. All right, let's move on to Kevin and is it Kevin next? Yeah, Kevin
yeah.
and
The hobo.
Sammy.
Sorry.
The garbage
Have
man.
some respect.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest,
Some respect on Sammy's name.
some of the promos that they've been playing actually backs up Macho's theory here. Because, you know, when he's looking through his window, he says, what about your family, Sammy? Think about your family. And he looks through the window and you see an empty house. You know, like he's clearly squatting. You know, there's no pictures on the wall, either that or in Sammy's real house, there's loads of pictures of him and Kevin. Just, you know, at the fair, the pictures of him and Kevin at weddings.
Just a can of Stella outside in the
It looked like he was squatting to me. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my gosh. But like, what did you guys think of the match then?
That was great. Great. Interesting lighting, I'll say. The way
Yeah.
they lit up the room.
You feel like it was quite dark then, in a
Yeah,
way.
kind of intimate, isn't it? Like, it's just.
It's something very, a very close. Obviously, I know they're close, but you know, I
Too
think
close.
it felt like we were peering into a real relationship, you know, squabble sort of thing.
It reached a point where
Domestic
I'm like, do I
abuse
need to be here?
in the ring, but like.
Clearly, Sammy's a
But
fan.
yeah, no, I was going to say, yeah, I thought the match was actually good. One of my favorite. How many matches have they had? Sorry, like, because is this number 10 or number 20 or do you know?
Oh, too
It's
many.
definitely double figures. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
Is
but
that together or against each other?
it was against each other. I mean,
Mm.
because they fought in NXT, they fought on Raw in 2018, they fought in the Indies allegedly.
Yeah.
They were feuding with Shane McMahon and then ended up fighting each other at one point. Just so many damn matches, but good hardcore match. Oh, sorry, unsanctioned. Oh, sorry, I mean, no disqualification. Oh, sorry, I mean, not gonna count. Nigerian
Yeah.
street fight.
Street fight, yeah.
Yeah, it was a street fight. Like, 'cause when they were saying no disqualification, I was like, what is this gonna be like? When what's the point? Like, when does this end? It's like, oh, it ends in submission, right? Is that right? And I was just sort of like, this is just a fight for the sake of a fight, right? Don't know. It's like bringing out the table, the chairs. It's like, well, that's just a normal match, isn't it? You know,
Yeah, I
that's
mean, I do love a you know like any kind of no hold barred Nigerian street fight. Extreme Rules match. I do love those like no holds barred matches. But this one, like, it just there was so many. Look, I hate it when you can have like multiple finishes that people kick out of.
Yeah,
you know, and it's just it makes you just like not believable.
Mm.
You know, and the fact that they've been arguing on Twitter, you know, like, or on X, whatever you call it, you know, it's just like it really does feel like this is, you know, maybe you should do this behind closed doors. You know, maybe get solicitors involved or something. You know, sit down. You can have the kids Tuesday, Thursday. I'll have to, you know, like that's it. Just kind of feels like, you know, I'm maybe being a bit voyeuristic watching this one, and I kind of just switched off.
Fair enough. Like, but you?
I actually really enjoyed it. I got really into this one. I thought it was great. Well, they kept. I don't know why Sammy kept using his home to hit Kevin with, but
the trash can.
it's great. They went all through the audience, so you know that was great for them. And you know, he got out. What? It's funny how they magically found a chair with barbed wire on it. It's like,
yeah, no, why?
Why on earth would the studio people just, you know, happily put some barbed wire on a chair? I mean, who's that for? Just someone they don't like in the audience.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Drake's. That was Drake's chair originally.
Because <Yeah. laughs>
apparently he was there. Apparently he was there, and they didn't even talk with.
Are you kidding? Yeah,
that's extremely odd to me. He was right behind the commentary desk, wasn't he?
I don't know. He could sit next to me on the bus. I wouldn't know what he looked like, but I saw it on Twitter.
Oh, my goodness.
I saw it on Twitter, and someone was saying, like, I can't believe they didn't point him out.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Because they literally point out the most random people. So you would point out Drake, wouldn't you? But I don't get it. I really don't.
Oh, wow. Oh, goodness. I need to check this out.
he does look like he's dressed like the crowd, though, to be fair.
Yeah, he's kind of hiding, but even though he's right at the front,
right, he's right behind the commentator's table. Yeah. Like,
maybe he's wearing an AEW t-shirt.
Get the seat right behind the commentator's table. Oh,
one thing I want to say about the match. Well, this isn't really this match in general, but one of my pet peeves is like chair shots to the back, and the only reason is it's like they tease they're going to hit you on the head, right, and then. They do the little gut shot to the stomach, and then the person's just standing there waiting for the chair shot to the back. I just hate that. I don't know why. It's just my pet peeve. I saw it a lot in this match as well. That's my mini little rant on, you know, what I saw. But I did like it overall. I thought it could be match of the night, but I thought that the main event stole that just for one specific moment, which we can get into. But yeah, good match. Randy Orton's back.
Randy Orton, How did you guys feel about Randy Orton turning up?
I thought he would have something to do with the ending, to be honest. I actually thought he would come in before it had finished and I don't know, pick a side or get involved.
Yeah. It was kind of good. It's good because in a way, like, Kevin is all like, you know, he's won and he's deranged and whatever. And then you get somebody that their whole sort of persona is about being like a little
hearing
bit
voices.
Yeah, hearing voices. And it's like, okay, you can't really match.
Surprised that Irene won, though. I was expecting Sammy to win because it's technically, wasn't it supposed to end his career if he lost? So I was like,
well, it's only ending his career if he was injured so bad it was like, I'm gonna injure you so bad that it's gonna end your career. I think that was the thing. Am I wrong? Was that what you guys gauged?
I don't remember, I'll be honest. I don't remember.
Kind of zoned out.
Yeah. I do remember seeing the Hurricane, though, come out, try to stop him, Kevin Owens, from doing a powerbomb on the turnbuckle.
Oh, yeah. So that was to stop him from winning, like not winning, sort of destroying Sammy, as he's supposedly not cleared. I'd just like to say one thing really quickly before we cut off. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn looked amazing in terms of like you guys saying that he looked like he's really soft and he's got a podge. Like he had a six pack in the, you know, that there was something going on. He's been working out. You guys, you guys are giving him body dysmorphia, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
I didn't say a damn thing. Leave me out.
Pump the beef and
Martin.
I think you both have got some things to answer for.
Well, he's obviously been given some sandwiches.
Yeah, he's in the shape of his life. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I mean, it's not good, not bad to be in good shape, right? But still, it's going to cut off. Hello, guys. So let's get into the men's elimination chamber result.
Before we start that, I just want to say it wasn't Randy Orton's son. It was Miles Bourne, and TNA's Miles Bourne.
Right.
Who said he's not Randy Orton. He can't hear shit.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I was given misinformation. I've shot the person who gave me the information. They're dead, so hopefully it won't happen again.
Yeah. You know what? The other thing that I found out was that I thought CM Punk has children, because I don't know. I may have said it. I don't know if I've said it in the past, but he doesn't have children with AJ. Is her name AJ?
AJ Mendez, a.k.a. AJ Lee.
Yeah, AJ Lee. They don't have kids. I think there was just a picture online where it was just them like holding some kids, and everyone was like, they're not their kids.
They just found them in the street.
Yeah. They're kidnappers. They're actually kidnappers.
Yeah. Because I was trying to think about, the theory that you guys were saying that CM Punk could be the person that goes with the Rock story. I was trying to think, if CM Punk's got like a family and stuff like that, how would he, I don't know. I was trying to research your theory. And it doesn't matter anyway. I was wrong. So back to the men's main event, Elimination Chamber results and reactions. What did you guys think? I want to hear your instant reactions.
Well, my instant reaction is John Cena heel in 2025 was not on my bingo card at all.
I'd like to say I won. I did win. John Cena is heel.
You mentioned it.
I said he was going to win. I just said he was going to win. I didn't see the heel, but I thought everyone was like, nah. We don't need John Cena on there. Oh, he'll just get wheeled on there because he's old and stuff. And then look, he won fair and square. Not really fair.
Yeah, not really fair. Do you know what I think he should do though? Because remember how I was saying he's a loser because all he's done is lose matches. I think he should really just say, I'm tired of losing. So I'm joining the Rock's click. I don't know what they're going to do. They might create a little stable with some other people.
Do you think Travis Scott is going to be a wrestler now? He's got his intro. He's got a good intro.
He's got his sage as well. Forget that.
I'm not sure that was sage. I don't know what he is.
Yeah. You got the commentators quickly jumping in. There's sage. He's saging. It's sage.
Yeah, what was the drink that he was drinking? Because I was just like, it was just drinking some pop on this, and it was just very weird. And Macho Martin thought he was going to spit out Triple H's intro, you know, he's going to spit out, and it was going to be like smoke. Yeah.
It was probably like a calorie drink, high calories, because like I say, he looked quite ill. So maybe a top of the a few electrolytes to get him to the ring.
Maybe it's some soul juice.
Soul, yeah, it was all about taking someone's soul, right? Was that what Sage was about?
I don't know what it was about. I don't know. I remember when he came out when it was Raw first went to Netflix, and he came out and started vaping, and that was it. Instant, don't like this guy from now on. Vaping in a public place, that's it.
But Sage,
he's in. He's in the bad books. You can burn as much sage as you want. Yeah. Pump the beef.
Well, he is a
he's
heel.
Off, he's off
that
team.
Was, that was his whole thing to make you not like him. He's a heel. He's smoking.
Is he going
to
work as a heel? Has anyone ever heard him talk before?
No. Have you?
No. I don't even want to, really. I don't know why he's here. Like, why is he there? It's just, I did get a kick out of. I don't even know if they showed this on I don't remember if they showed it on TV or not, but I saw it on Twitter, and he was just slapping Cody Rhodes on the floor,
Oh
like just slapping him.
yeah, I that's right. The whole thing, he just, I thought you ruined it. You know, you've got the Rock stood there looking like a living mountain. You've got John Cena stood there also looking like a living mountain, and then you've got Travis Scott, who just, he looked like he was, like, I don't know, checking his pulse or something. He went down, like, grabbed all of his wrist. It looked like he was struggling to lift it. I can't even lift his wrist, are you? Help us out, Rock. I'll get some more sage in. Still can't do it. And then he couldn't light the sage. He was there for ages trying to light the sage. I was like, God, someone get him off, please.
But
Oh, that's like classic, isn't it? Like, there's always like a little
yeah,
dweeb
but
you
yeah, I was
got.
gonna say.
So this is a historic moment, isn't it? Like, it's what, first time he's been a heel since 2003.
Yeah,
So
is it? I
yeah.
like. I mean, yeah, it was, no one saw it coming. Yeah, it blew me away. I mean, but when you look back at like the press conference when he said like, "I'm not doing it for myself," I kind of thought, man, he's told you there, he's not doing it for
Yeah.
himself. He's told you that he'll do what's good for business. He also just said that I'm in the elimination chamber. Like, he was the Rock's plant
Yeah,
in the
true,
beginning.
true,
I
true.
just, yeah, I just thought, man, actually, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, he did
And
say,
I,
"I'm doing it what's best for business," right? But you're absolutely right, because I was thinking, what? Why does he care about the business? He's already got a career outside as an actor. He's
yeah.
just coming in for, I don't even know why he's coming back. I
Has he
guess
bought
it's
some shares or something? Is that what it is?
maybe he
Don't know,
oh.
but like I was taking the, like, prodding at the press conference on the last episode, and now I feel like a jackass. He's made an idiot out of me. John Cena, they are listening. I know we're joking about it, but now I know. I think they are listening. John Cena's got it in for me.
Yeah, I think so. He wants to prove you're wrong. He's trying to make you look bad.
He's got his own movie.
I think we're doing so, like, what we're doing for the show is amazing. Just giving us all props. Everyone is doing amazing things for Netflix and for WWE, because we're making it interesting. They're having to think, they're like, they're seeing our transcripts and they're just sort of like, all right, we can't do what they say.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably more chance of WWE bringing back the Divas title and then having me win it at WrestleMania 43 than have them sit down and listen to me.
You
Listen to
know
me
what?
talking.
We can have Pretty Deadly in the Divas.
Yeah, well, I'll be winning it off them, obviously.
You know what's happened is that you guys, like, you're now like on the CM Punk list, just like how he's never going to be able to main event WrestleMania, and like Seth made sure of it, exactly what he said. I'll make sure of
Oh,
it.
bloody hell, Seth
And he was like
Rollins.
a little tramp in the corner, wasn't he? Like, just like laughing as if, like with his weird teeth, like CM
I did see
Punk.
that slow motion. That was pretty funny.
That was pretty good. Like, I love that
Yeah.
whole thing. Like, I really enjoyed most of this event, and that was
Yeah.
one of those bits where I was like, if you, even if you hate Seth, it's like, that is funny, and it is playing into what you guys had an issue with, especially Lorenzo, about the storyline between Seth and CM Punk. They played it out again, so it's still active.
Yeah, I got no complaints for Seth actually. This pay-per-view, I'm just curious what they're going to do at WrestleMania, because I know Roman Reigns is going to get involved at some point. So,
Interesting. So you
yeah.
know that. What's your hookup? What's the is this for
Oh, so,
sure? Has he announced
well,
that?
according to sources, he's scheduled for SmackDown in March, two SmackDowns in March. So,
He'll be at the one
if
that
he's
I'm
scheduled
at.
for this, sorry.
I hope he'll be at the one I'm at. Fingers crossed. I know
Oh,
Cena will be there, so we'll see.
that'd be cool actually. Huh? But yeah, I'm assuming it's gonna build up to something at WrestleMania. And then he tweeted that he's gonna get his get back, and I'm assuming he meant obviously because Seth Rollins stumped him. So
Right.
yeah, so maybe triple threat at WrestleMania. But I mean, what would the reason for the triple threat be other than them hating each other? That's what I'm thinking.
And John Cena is so tactical at the moment in terms of his heel turn and everything. Even in the match, he's all like looking at everyone like he's their friend. Like he's, because you're playing on the fact that he's been a good guy for so long, right?
It's almost cheesy. It's almost very cheesy.
Yeah,
But his heel
like
turn
I
is
was laughing at him.
amazing.
I was like laughing at him, thinking, "Oh, look how look, he's like he's overselling everything, or it's over like over." But it was all part of the act. But he's done it
Oh,
again. He's done it again. I've just realized he did it twice. He made me look like a jackass again.
God. He's a true hill.
Unbelievable. I thought the real villain of the match was when John Cena got put through the plexiglass, and there was a
Yes.
guy shouting, "Thank you, Seth! Thank you, Seth!" in the crowd. Did you see him? "Thank you, Seth." He had like Cena sucks T-shirt. I was like, "Wow!" Like, he's paid for front row. He gets front row.
He probably paid extra for
Thank you, Seth. Thank you.
That is so amazing. I've got to rewatch that. That's too good.
What'd you guys think of Drew McIntyre getting rolled up for like the 10th week in a row?
I do love Big D, but when he was coming out wearing the Mortal Kombat gear, like the reptile braces on his arms, I kind of thought, don't know if I like where this is going with him.
Yeah. No, I get you.
I kind of wanted. I didn't want to be the first one out. He was the first one out, right?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, like I knew he wasn't going to win it, but yeah.
Yeah, I predicted him as like I thought him and John were gonna win. So I was kind of surprised as well. But I mean there isn't anything else like story wise going on with Drew that much. Just that he hates everyone.
Yeah. Typical Scottish.
Yeah, they don't know anyone, do
Another
they?
one for the editing room floor. There you go.
I personally love the Scots, and
Yeah.
I love Drew McIntyre.
Yeah,
Sorry.
I
Love him.
love Drew McIntyre. Yeah, Big D. Love it.
I think we all like him, but I'm sorry, but Drew McIntyre versus Damian Priest will be my great match at WrestleMania. I have to be honest with
So you want you don't want that, or you
No,
do?
well, no, I just I Damian Priest to me is not interesting in the slightest. And Drew McIntyre has had such a great 365 days that that match is beneath him to me.
Hmm.
I was going to say, did you? Oh, sorry, I was going to say, did you guys see the promo of them all cooking each other, and who was the best? Because I don't think we talked about that. Like the
Oh,
promo.
from SmackDown.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's good.
that was amazing. That's pretty good.
It was brilliant. That was brilliant. Yeah. I mean, CM Punk, I thought, came out on top of that.
He
Yeah,
did.
that Cena's bald patch was hilarious.
Yeah.
That was Drew. Yeah, you got to give that one
Drew,
to Drew. But yeah, I agree. Like it was sick, wasn't it? Like
Yeah. Drew was good. Drew was good. I mean, Damian Priest was probably the worst. Or maybe
Logan
Logan Paul.
Paul. Yeah,
Yeah.
they were quite weak.
Yeah.
In like I think so, between Seth. CM Punk was on top, Drew second,
Yeah.
and then Seth, and then the
Yeah,
rest.
it's kind of, it's at one point where Damian Priest says to Big D, "Look here, you look ridiculous." And he comes out wearing Rhea Ripley's clothes. It's just like, come on, mate. Pot kettle.
Yeah, well,
That's
that's the
great.
thing. I think as well, like I think Logan Paul said it. Like I don't even know who you are when he was talking about. And it was sort of, and then you were kind of like, yeah, okay, that's quite good. And then he kind of started to seem like a little boy with a bunch of old men trying to fit in. And it was like,
Yeah.
you just shut
What
up.
surprised me, we actually looked at the other day that Cena and Punk are only like 1 year difference in age.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I think John Cena is same age as AJ Styles.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
Yeah.
AJ Styles is like still in phenomenal shape, jumping about.
It's the hair.
It
Cena's
is the hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
What shampoo does he use?
Yeah.
What shampoo?
Maybe it's the stress of bloody. I mean, he was the face of the company for so long. That has to be some kind of stressful, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, look what happened to
Yeah.
The Rock. He's what just went.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah, the other thing I'd like to see I'd like to talk about, like in the elimination chamber, there'd be like four people alive in the event, and they just, I don't know where the other two would end up. They'd just be on the floor. What the hell are they doing? It happened in the
Yeah.
men's and the women's match. Like,
Still for the
like,
cameras, isn't it?
yeah, they'd just be like out somewhere. You're like, where, like, this isn't a two person match. What are the other two?
Are they sitting in the box
I don't know
for a
what.
bit, for have a cup of tea or something? Are they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing I hate. It's just, it happened in a Royal Rumble as well, where, they'll just do a close up of two people when all the other 50 are on the floor just sleeping.
Yeah, that's yeah. Yeah, like it's like trying to fit their spots in and stuff like that. It's just not the storytelling we're kind of used to, is it? Especially like growing up in like the Attitude Era and like Ruthless Aggression, it was a bit more fluid,
Yeah.
the storytelling. Whereas this is it, just kind of like, oh, we've got to get our bit in now, and now you lay down and then I'll go.
Maybe they have to have breaks, with like some sports, extreme sports. It's like, yeah, right, okay, you got to have your 30-second break in between being thrown on the floor or something.
Yeah, I think there probably is a bit of that as well. I mean, yeah, the thing that got me about this is slightly different topic, like, but the thing that got me about the men's match, which is why I actually preferred the women's, was just all the finishing moves that got kicked out of. Like I think CM Punk got he got did he get stomped at one point? He got the STO, he got the attitude adjustment. He got like multiple finish moves. He got the pedigree, and just kept kicking out. And I was just like, oh man, come on, man! It just, for me, it's worse than no selling.
Yeah, it's Hulk Hogan all of a sudden.
In terms of like, like we in talk, I know we're talking very lightly about like the ages of the wrestlers and stuff like that. It's quite good to know that actually, men and women, like people are in their like late 30s and 40s, like late 40s, and they're like main eventing these things. Like they're doing all these like crazy stuff. I think it's pretty great. Do you guys agree? Like, it's men and women. They're within their like a little bit older, and they're sort of still. They're not like being made to retire at like 40. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's cool as long as they're not boring. Like, I feel like there's a time and place where you need to, put someone new in those positions. But if they're still entertaining, then so be it.
Because like obviously I'm talking as well because the wrestling love of my life. Y2J, Jericho.
Oh, God.
I'm talking about a different brand, but
Yeah.
yeah, totally love that guy in the Attitude Era. Absolutely love
Yes.
him. He's been sort of like chanted in AEW to retire every time he
Yeah.
comes on.
Please retire. Yeah. Okay. Cool guy. Cool guy. I mean, he's
Hardy Boys
still.
back though, weren't they? So yeah, that's
Yeah, Hardy Boy's just come back. Yeah. I mean, Matt looks like he's probably close to retirement than Jeff
I think
was.
so too. I know it's bad. Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. I don't know the age disparity between them, but
Years,
yeah, looks more like father and son.
Yeah, Jeff
Yeah,
is doing
honestly.
all the work, although, he's got face paint on.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
True.
that's yeah.
Jeff
I
Hardy is also
don't
John Cena's age, isn't he?
So go
Is
ahead.
he?
Say
Oh no,
that.
I was saying Jeff Hardy is also John Cena's age as well, man.
Is he?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I believe they're around the same age, but that might just be me guessing. I don't know.
I quite like John Cena's. I know I'm not being like, I know I'm the only lady on this podcast, so this will sound wrong, but I quite like John Cena's body, like in this, that he's like, he's kind of like, it's old. Like, his body's old, like,
His
but
posture's weird. No.
yeah, his posture's weird, but he's huge. But he's not Slim Jim. Like, I don't know how to put it. Like, there's
He's
something.
not Randy Orton. He's not Randy Orton.
Like, it's something. It's quite weird. I mean, is it steroids or is it just it's a natural?
It's bad beef.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things look a bit odd about him. I mean, I think he looks a little bit like Herman Munster, a little bit. The shape of his head. So, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't want to accuse him of illegal substances or anything, or
Oh no,
You
I
know.
think he's a healthy guy, but it's just it's kind of like it's the old man body, but it's like he's hench as hell,
Yeah, but
right?
that makes sense. Because if you look at Punk, they're 1 year different and they're completely different.
Yeah. Well, Punk hasn't had a drop of alcohol or
Oh,
ever,
that's
right?
true,
He's a straight
yeah.
edge.
Yo, and apparently, according to Ric Flair, John Cena was the biggest heavyweight drinker.
Oh, that
Oh,
explains.
crikey.
Yeah. So,
Interesting.
okay.
Gosh, you learn so much on this
I
podcast.
mean, I'd still kill for John Cena's body, like.
Oh
Oh,
yeah, 100%. I'm saying I like it. Do you know what I mean? I think
yeah.
it's because it's monstrous, right? Like when him and Rock were standing there, it looked,
It didn't look out of proportion.
yeah, and they looked like they should be heels. Like John Cena, like did you feel like it looked like he was, like you said, he looked like Herman Munster, like he was quite
Yeah.
ghostly, like kind of like it looked like the soul had left him.
He also looked
Yeah.
like
When the camera zoomed in on his face, I was actually frightened. I said,
man. Like
what is that?
when Rock did the, you know,
Yeah, the neck thing.
the
Yeah,
neck
yeah.
sign.
I was like, oh God.
It's
Honestly, he looks frightening.
I think old Cena needs to he needs to grow a beard, and
serious.
he needs to go for the old Bruce Willis cut. All right, you're losing your hair a little.
Yeah, just cut it off.
Just don't grow it out.
Oh, yeah, I get
Just
you.
don't grow it out.
Oh,
Yeah.
You know, and then grow a
Oh, he's
beard.
waiting for the monk look, so you can just have like a little comb over.
If he grew a
Sorry.
beard, it would, you know, and obviously you can't have a beard and wear Reebok pumps
And shorts, yeah,
and yeah,
shorts.
denim shorts. So
Yeah.
John Cena is Arnie, right? Did you ever see Arnie with a beard, even now?
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Does he have a beard?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does occasionally,
Now
yeah.
and again, yeah. He's had a beard occasionally.
Yeah.
Gosh, I've got to look this up. Never seen it in my life. Don't believe you.
Not watching the bad in movies.
Yeah. Yeah,
As
he has a bit of a silver one
movies
going.
get worse, so does his facial hair, so it's fine.
He's playing Father Christmas in his new movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right, guys. So let's talk about the Cody Rhodes soul taking.
Oh well, they said the F word, didn't they, without bleeping it?
Wow.
So
That
that
was
was interesting. Yeah,
amazing. That was great.
it was corky. Yeah, it was used well.
It's in context.
Yeah, but I'll stick to what I was saying. Why is Travis Scott there? Like, what do you bring to the table of all of this? And are you going to take a bump at WrestleMania? Like, where's the end goal with you being there? And why are you holding the belt? I don't actually know what belt that is. Is that like the People's Championship?
Yeah.
I think I saw
What
hardcore written on it at some point. I don't know. So
was on that
I
belt?
don't know if he's
That's a
if
weird color as well.
it's
Is it right, the red one?
yeah, I don't know. I think it's like hardcore loser. I think it says
Yeah.
on it.
I think they should do something that they need to sort out what they're doing with the women, like paying them. Like it's actually embarrassing. Because
We looked it up the other day, didn't we?
yeah, we're looking it up. It's really bad.
Like Bianca Belair,
Oh, really?
I think she get like just as much as what some of the others does. And what she get? Like only like 600,000 or
A
something.
year or
And the
something.
others on like 15 million. It's mental.
Yeah, I mean, I mean
Whoa.
the figures could be wrong, but I don't think that Rhea is paid the most, and she's not paid very much. She's like on the bottom, not on the bottom, but kind of on the bottom. Like Jey Uso gets paid more than her for an appearance.
So does merchandise have anything to do with that, or do they like,
I didn't say it didn't have a breakdown, but it could be. Maybe that is what it is, but
Yeah.
I don't think the when you look at the clientele, I don't think they're not going to be buying the women's stuff. Do you know
No,
what
for
I mean?
sure. Yeah, for sure. I did read though that Jericho is the highest merch seller, like
Yeah,
above Cena.
I heard that. Yeah,
To
I
the
guess if you bring in the money. I don't know if that, I mean, same with like, you could go into any men and women's sport, isn't it? You know, more people view the men's sports than just the women's. Might be the same with merchandise.
Yeah,
More people
I mean,
would
I
buy the
get all
men's
that.
merchandise than the women's.
I definitely think that there's been a shift in the last few years. I definitely think the women's matches are viewed maybe just as much or even
I think
more.
it's more. I think that the women's has been outclassing the men's.
Yeah, that's just a personal thing, and I can see from the reactions of the audience, it seems like there is definitely that's why the women got such screen time because the people want it.
Oh yeah, I don't think there's any. Yeah, I think the women's matches have come on loads, you know. Like I said them ages ago, that used to be women's matches would come on, you go and make a tea.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like I would say their storylines up until the Cena turn. Yeah. Probably at the forefront. I probably paid more attention to the women's storylines. Yeah. I don't think the wrestling's as good, admittedly. I don't think there is. I mean, it has gotten a lot better, but I don't think it's as good. But the storyline's still really good.
Yeah.
And a lot of my favorite wrestlers at the moment that I actually tune in for, probably women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, same. Like, I mean, I kind of find it a bit annoying, the scheduling of the fights. I'd rather the women were last than the men were first, because I'm almost like I'm almost dead when the men come on. You know what I mean? In terms of like watching it during the night, UK time or something, I'm like, I can't deal with this. Like the women's, I'll probably stick around because it's like much more interesting. They're wearing better outfits. You know, they're just much
well,
more entertaining, you know.
devil's advocate. So would you rather have the John Cena turn end the night or be the beginning
of the night? He could be hanging about. Do you know what I mean? It was quite fast, actually. It was good how swift the John Cena turn happened straight after the men's match. But usually, to be honest, it's not uncommon for them to like make him hang about. So I think it's fine. I think for me, like viewing it, it would just be easier for me to stay awake because, you know, the men's match was great and it was really good. But
maybe if they put the Owens match in first.
Yeah, I think if they put all the sort of, you know, the stuff we don't care about first and then just did it like bang, 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 then I think I would be a bit more up for that. Do you know what I mean? I think that's for me that it would be good. If you can hear this, WrestleMania, personally, that's my preference.
But also, the trouble is they've got to keep you like on the edge each, like they've got ups and lows because of the advertising, right? You're just going to skip the first like 20-30 minutes.
Well,
I think
I guess for like you're saying, perception is that most people are here to watch the men's match, so that's why.
Well, I don't know. I think merchandise probably has a big part in it as well. Like I own several wrestling t-shirts and I think only one of them is a women's one.
Mm.
You know, so I don't know. Whilst from clothes though, Seth Rollins coming out like he was dressed like an 8-year-old's drawing of a wizard.
Yeah.
I liked it though. I like the colours. It was the Elimination Chamber sort of colours, purpley blue. And Macho Martin was saying that he had a Madonna influence with the boobs, but they're on the shoulders.
On the shoulders, yeah, true, yeah. Yeah, a little homage.
It was like a virgin.
A little nod to the Queen of Pop. He's the Queen of Wrestling. A little nod to the Queen of Pop.
Yeah.
Touch for the very first time.
Who would you guys say the VIP then of the match was?
Of the men's, just the men's.
Yeah, the men's match. Yeah, because I was going to say CM Punk, but all the kickouts. I was like, yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, same. It would have been CM Punk if it wasn't for just the constant kicking out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh come on, man! Surely you got to be pinned by one of these attacks.
Yeah, probably the ref.
The ref.
Going to say the ref was on point. He had a really good game. The ref, yeah.
We don't talk about the referees enough.
Yeah.
I was going to say, going back to like the Owens match where, you know, Sammy kicked the first ref and then Owens like attacked the second ref. I was like, they're on the third ref.
Yeah. And then Mandy Orton just RKO's all the security.
Yeah, I think they probably ran out by the time it went to the men's match. That wasn't a real ref. That was just someone, the janitor in the back. They were like,
yeah, it does, yeah.
You know, here's the rules.
Yeah. You don't even need the rules, do you? Just, you know, whack the floor a few times.
You have to do unnecessary hand movements that nobody's paying attention to.
Oh, yeah.
If you watch them, they're always like pulling their fists down and then pointing to the side. Nobody's looking. I don't know who that's for.
They probably get some like traffic attendants and just like, you'll do.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there's like loads of like, if you were a wrestler, you'd be watching it thinking, oh, he's just told them they're going to move on, or something like some weird hand movements that, you know. But to me, as a layman, just watching it, I think, God, no one's paying attention. I don't know if he's, does he feel embarrassed or sad? He's
Yeah,
doing, he's putting all this effort in.
the refs get paid a lot of money, man.
Yeah, but considering they can't count to three, is really like how much they get paid. Because
It's
like
probably down
they're
to the
like one,
merchandising.
two, oh yeah, there are a number of that. Oh man.
I think it's probably down to merchandise and why they get paid so much. Because, you know, Newcastle all wear referee shirts.
There you go.
Juventus.
Juventus, yeah. Mimes.
Yeah, there you go. So it's probably down to merchandise.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think are we coming to the end of this reactions? Is there any more?
Just want to say, I'm officially like in the WrestleMania mood now. I thought like before The Rock really said all that soul stuff, I just feel it was underwhelming. I think I mentioned it in the last I think I mentioned it in the last podcast. But after SmackDown and then this pay-per-view, I'm looking forward to WrestleMania now. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, they've done a good run. It did look like the Rock was in love with Cody though. It was like he's kind of like a some sort of what do you call it? Don't know.
Yeah, like an indecent proposition.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like when he said, "I want your soul
Let me touch your face.
as your brother," and you're like, "Okay, that makes
Embrace me.
okay."
They're probably doing that intentionally just for so people can create fan fiction.
Oh my gosh, do not tempt me. I will do it.
Oh no.
Wow.
Oh
Do you
no.
guys
Yeah,
think, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say like the bit that kind of I found a little bit disappointing that they kind of felt like they're building up a little bit too was, you know, like, oh, what does did CM Punk already say that was it CM Punk who said Cody Rhodes had already sold his soul?
Oh yeah, he's talking to him out back, right?
Yeah, in SmackDown, and I thought, oh, what's that mean? What's that mean? He's already sold his soul. What's that mean? And it built it up. I've already sold my soul to this company, this ring,
Yeah.
and the people. And I just thought, oh, that's rubbish. You know, like,
It was kind of
oh,
rubbish.
what a
Like,
cop out.
I did love the FU though. That was like, because I've never heard him swear, so it was like it was really pointing because he's a baby face. And he's saying that to the company, to the man. He's like, he's going back to his AEW days where he used to diss this company.
That's where we might end up now.
Yeah, back there.
It was great. But is there, we've only got a few minutes. Is there any predictions for WrestleMania? Obviously, we're going to have a few more sessions, like probably, hopefully I'll get to catch you lovely people again. What kind of things in the next in a, like a speedball thing? What do you think is going to happen at WrestleMania?
John Cena wins his record breaking championship. That's what I think happens.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
Even
Yeah,
that
and
feel.
he's gonna be beating up Ric Flair week by week. Because is it just to turn
Not
the crowd against him?
exactly Flair, because she's just got divorced.
Oh. Oh yeah, I'm sure he's happily married. Still, even though he's evil on the screen, he's still a lovely man elsewhere. Okay, what about you, Pump Beast?
I think Kevin and Sammy are gonna reconcile and adopt a child.
That's where it's going, isn't it?
Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds good. We'll see what else you think later on. Pump the Beef has said that, Macho Martin.
I think Travis is just gonna sit in the corner and burn some sage, and it'll be
Yeah.
great.
That's going
I think that Jade Cargill is going to end up in WrestleMania versus Naomi
Other
and
than maybe your no, Bianca Belair.
Bianca's busy.
Oh,
She's
she's
got
busy. Oh,
stuff to do.
yeah.
I mean, it would be interesting. They had gave her multiple things to do, but you know, she's got her own stuff. So I think that's going to be a thing. We're going to have this build up. It's going to get vicious. We're going to see a lot of backstage to and from on that. And the other guys, maybe it was a job that was done by all of the women's wrestlers in and it wasn't just Naomi. She was just one of them because she almost went for Liv. You know, maybe Liv was involved, and that's why she said that. Anyways, speculation. That's what I think. That's the only thing I can foresee at the moment. Yeah, so I'm gonna wrap it up. Thank you all for your contribution to Sew Over Podcast. I think we're always right. And we'll continue to keep being right. Hopefully have all of you on the next one, where we're going to talk up for the run up to WrestleMania. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, see you guys.